Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now. It's the Power Lunch, 12:33 to be exact. And my name is Eric Frazier. I'm the president of the Power Is Now, president and CEO, and broker of the Power Is Now Mortgage and Real Estate. And every Tuesday at 12:30, we are having a power lunch, a power talk about what's happening with the Power Is Now, what's happening in the real estate industry. This live Facebook is for real estate professionals. Today, we had a special guest, Faith Bautista, president and CEO of the National Asian American Coalition, a HUD-approved homeowner, small business, and consumer agency. Folks, Faith is doing some big things, and unfortunately, she cannot join us today, but we're going to have her back, so stay tuned for the next announcement where Faith will be joining us. But I want to welcome you, and I certainly hope that you will tune in with us every Tuesday night and every Tuesday afternoon. Tonight, we are not having a Power Is Now online first-time homebuyer seminar, which we have every Tuesday night, because it's Thanksgiving week. And I don't know about you, but I've been busy since last Friday getting ready for Thanksgiving. It's my favorite time of the year. I'm just so thankful for so many things, folks. I mean, I know I'm not alone. If you're thankful, if you have an attitude of gratitude, then let me know in the chat room what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for, number one, my incredible, beautiful family. And just to be a husband of 36 years on the 19th of December, a father of four incredible daughters who are doing extraordinary things. Thankful for my health and my strength. Thankful to be in business. It is not easy being in business, and particularly being in the lending and real estate business and the publishing business, folks. I feel incredibly blessed to be able to do what I do. I'm thankful for all the people that are surrounded, that surround me, that help me, from my team in lending, my team in real estate, my team in media. I have an incredible team of people that make everything you see, hear, and view on the Power Is Now website and on social media. It's a team effort, and I'm incredibly grateful for my team and what they do each and every day. For those of you who are new to the Power Is Now, my license number as a real estate broker is 01143484. I'm licensed by the state of California. And as a mortgage broker, I'm licensed by in the state of California as a mortgage broker. And my individual number is 461807. The Power Is Now is a licensed company. That's our DBA, the Power Is Now. Don't you love the name? Because the power really is now. And our license number as a company is 1435243. As a mortgage company, the Power Is Now Mortgage Services. And as a real estate company, the Power Is Now Real Estate Services. Our license number is 1980407. You know, real estate is what we do. We work with real estate agents, and we help consumers get into homes, mortgages. We find the financing that's perfect for them. And because our specialty is first-time home buyers, we have every program that you can imagine to help someone get into a home with little to no money down, with good or bad credit. We do everything, by the way, everything. We do commercial, we do construction, we do industrial, we do land, we do private equity. We are a full-fledged mortgage brokerage. We literally do any type of financing you need. We have a lender for it. And that's what I love about being a broker, is that I have access to lenders all across the country who do everything. But what I'm most passionate about is sharing information. And that's where the media company comes into play. Please, if you have a chance, go to our magazine, The Power Is Now Magazine, The Power Is Now Radio, and The Power Is Now TV. We're going to be coming soon to you on cable television and markets across the state of California, bringing our online programming to cable. And so I'm looking forward to that. But you can read the latest articles in our magazine or watch our past Facebook Live shows, both the Power Lunch, which is occurring now, and also our evening show on Tuesdays at 7 p.m., our Facebook online first-time homebuyer seminar. Now, this show is for real estate professionals, and I'm going to be talking about some things that, you know, that are unique to us, but also covering other areas as well. And as a real estate professional, I want to encourage you to start working with buyers. I realize everybody wants to be a listing agent, but inventory is low, right? It is low. And there are plenty of buyers. If you're looking to grow your business, you'd be surprised how working with buyers will also lead you to sellers. It just happened to us. We did a seminar couple weeks ago in Oakland, California. We had close to 100 people in the room, and we had buyers there who also own property and they're looking to sell. And so I think working with buyers as a real estate professionals and building your marketing around that, I think is a good idea. This is not to exclude working with listings, trying to get listings, spending the money that you need to spend to get listings. I understand that. Go for it. You can do very well as a listing agent. But I can tell you from my perspective, I'm all in when it comes to working with first-time homebuyers. And that's why we do our seminar every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And I want to encourage you to make it your own. If you are at all interested in working with buyers, forget about having to organize a first-time homebuyer seminar, pass off flyers, knock on doors, spend money on advertising. Just plug into what we do every Tuesday night at 7:30. Plug into it. Invite your people to listen and learn about the 1% down, you know, zero down payment programs, the state programs, down payment assistance, private equity, bank statement programs, 10 number programs. I mean, where you don't have to have a Social Security card. I talk about literally everything. And what I love about Facebook is that it's all there forever. It's recorded. In fact, we even download the audio and we play it on Blog Talk Radio, and it's also on our website. So you can't escape the information once you put it out there. And I'm happy we're building a library of shows that cover just about every topic you can imagine. So please support your business and support the Powers Now by tuning in on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock and learning about the latest, greatest program to help you buy a home or help your clients buy a home. You know, speaking of helping you buy the home, there are quite a few real estate professionals out there that are not homeowners. And I tell you, that's one of the things that you need to make a priority if you're a real estate agent and you're not a homeowner. Become a homeowner today. And I think it adds another layer of credibility when you're working with buyers to say that you are also a homeowner and that you've been through that experience. So Thanksgiving is here, and I'm excited about it. My family is descending upon our house today in Riverside. Everybody's coming, and it's my favorite time of the year. Well, I take that back. Probably Christmas is my favorite time of the year. You know what? I think Thanksgiving is my favorite time of the year. I probably eat more during Thanksgiving than I probably do on any other holiday. And folks, in my house, I do the turkey and the dressing, all right? And so we're doing a smoked turkey and we're doing a deep fried turkey and I'm putting together my famous dressing. And every year I try not to mess it up, and sometimes I'm successful and sometimes I'm not. But all the kids get in the kitchen and cook, and it's a great time of fellowshipping, eating, cooking together, singing together. And I want to wish everyone a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Take the time out to spend time with your family. This morning, I was at the Fair Housing Council of Riverside, and they had their homeownership event and had an opportunity to talk to quite a few people. I believe Lauren has probably posted some of that on the website. And I'm just amazed at the need, folks. There is an incredible need for homeownership, particularly in California. And I want to share some numbers here that might just kind of shock you, what's happening in California. First, I love California. Let's consider this segment here, the state of housing in California. I love California. I'm probably going to die in California. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and have no intentions of ever going back there. to live California, where there's sunshine and a summer 12 months out of the year. I mean, the fact, look how hot it is today, and we are in the middle of November. So we're blessed to have great weather. And with that great weather comes, great cost of living and great opportunity. So here's a couple of stats I'm going to share with you about California. And I got this information from the California Association of Realtors. Now, just looking at the population of California by race, the fastest growing segment in California are the Latinos at 38.6%. And then Caucasians are 38.3%. African Americans are only 5.6% of the population. And then Asians are 13.7%. So 13.7% for Asians, 38% for whites, 36.6% for Latinos. So California, by far, is the most diverse state of any nation. And that's something that we can all be proud of. And until I saw this report, I wasn't aware that the percentage of African Americans living in California was so small, and may even getting smaller because the cost of housing is just getting out of control. And many people who are not just African Americans, but people of all races are leaving California, going to Arizona, going to Colorado, going to other places, Oregon, where the cost of housing is cheaper. And cost of housing, the cost of living is less expensive. So I can understand that. When you look at homeownership by race in California, this was another stat that really shocked me. And so the homeownership rate for Caucasians is 62.7% in California. All right, and that's about a little less than the national average. For Asians, it's 57.6%, and for African Americans, it's 34.5%. 34.5% is the homeownership rate in California. Now, nationally, the homeownership rate for African Americans is around 41.7%, almost 42% nationally. And so in California, the very small percentage of African Americans that do live here, even a smaller percentage compared to our national numbers, own a home. And then the Latino community is 41.9%. That's still less than the national average, which is around 45-46% for Latinos. In California, it is 41.9%. Now, why is this? Well, as you know, in 1934, the Federal Housing Act was passed, and that was the beginning of what later became known as the Federal Housing Administration, the FHA program, which allowed people to buy a home with little money down, I mean, 3.5% down and a 30-year term. Prior to 1934, you had to put 50% down, and you had a few years to pay, 2 to 3 years to pay it back. And so in 1934, with this financing, this is really similar, too, to what happened in the early 2000s with the advent of the subprime loans and the flexibility that came with it. It caused a housing boom. Prices were just going through the roof. We achieved all-time record highs in the price of homes. And, of course, the subprime loans were bad loans, and it all crashed and came down. As a result, many people, particularly minorities, were impacted. Well, in 1934, there was a similar type of boom with FHA, and it really started, it really began to revitalize our economy. They say for every one house that's built, about 70 to 80 jobs are created. And so with this housing boom that took place because of the low down payment financing, we saw the economy turn around. We saw home prices skyrocket to the extent that it became unaffordable. And so one of the reasons why we have so many projects around the country that were built in the 30s and 40s is because of the lack of affordable housing. And so Chicago, Texas, New York, Los Angeles, all the major urban centers have these projects. And these projects now were the last hope for finding some type of affordable housing for people who could not afford the higher rents that took place because of housing and the higher price of homes. Now, here's what's interesting, and this is one of the reasons why the homeownership rate is so low, not just in California, but even nationally for African Americans and for Asians. And that is, between 1934 And 1968, the passage of the Civil Rights Act, of all the FHA loans made, 98% of those loans were made to whites. And it's really kind of, you know, crazy to think about that, that all of those loans and that economic growth that took place, Latinos, African-Americans, immigrants, people of color were not able to fully participate in that growth and an opportunity. And as a result of it, we find ourselves with homeownership rates significantly lower than for minorities, African-Americans, Latinos, than it is for whites. Now, that's one of the reasons. And there are other reasons that the homeownership rate is so low in the African-American and the Latino community. There are other reasons that represent headwinds. I mean, the divorce rate is high in the African-American community. Unemployment is high, about double that of whites. And on top of that, we have a lot of single-headed households. Almost 70% with our community are headed up by women. And so not having, you know, two incomes, having these kinds of challenges represent further headwinds to most or many African Americans' ability to acquire a home. And a lot of these things are not necessarily the result of America or society doing something to us, but many of these things are self-inflicted and a result of a legacy of problems that began from our release in slavery. One of the things that's interesting, though, in looking at the numbers is that when you control for income, the homeownership rates look significantly different. So in this study, they did just that. So I share with you what the numbers are. 35% for African-Americans and let's see here, what was it, 41% for Latinos. So if we control for income, then the numbers change significantly. For example, for Latinos, the homeownership rate, when you control for individuals who make $100,000 a year or more, $100,000 a year or more, the homeownership rate for Latinos that make $100,000 a year or more is 69.6%. That's actually higher than the national average. It's higher than whites in the state of California. So that's pretty amazing. When you look at African-Americans, you might be surprised at this, but for African-Americans who make $100,000 a year or more in the state of California, the homeownership rate is 65.6, again, higher than the national average. And so what does this tell me? It kind of confirms some things that we already know. When you look at the gross domestic product for African-Americans, it's around $1.3 to $1.4 trillion. We rank as a nation number 10 of all the nations. Well, around number 13, equal to that of Russia. When you look at the Latino community, based on the most recent GDP figures, they are number 7, equal to that of Brazil, at $2.1 trillion. And that's significant GDP, gross domestic product, which represents what we produce, our earnings, and you know, what we're able to, our purchasing power as communities. And so when you look at the GDP numbers and when you look at the fact that those with income are able to achieve the American dream, so then what is the solution? The solution is to make more money. That is the solution for Latinos, for African-Americans, for anyone who is not a homeowner today. Their only solution is to make more money. Now, I would take that back. I'm going to say it's not the only solution, because if you're not able to make more money, then there are some ways that you can aggregate your, if you will, your income. You can partner up with someone else, and partnering up with other people could make the difference. And if you don't want to partner up with someone to buy a house, another family, then consider, instead of your first-time home buyer being a single-family home, your first-time home buyer could be a four-unit building. Believe it or not, as a first-time home buyer, you have the unique, unprecedented ability to buy a home, a four-unit building, and only put 3.5% down FHA. You can't do that if you own a property already. You can't do that as an investment property. You would have to put 25% down. But as a first-time home buyer, you can put as little as 3.5% down to buy a four-unit building. Now, you'll have the rents from the other three units to help you qualify for that property. Or you can partner up even in buying that and four families could buy a four-unit building, each one having their own unit, each one having a share of ownership, and just watch that thing appreciate over time. I was looking at the stats, just looking at a couple of counties, and when speaking of appreciation and what's happening here just in California, do you know 5 years ago, in January of 2012, let me look at the numbers here, you could buy a home in Orange County at a medium sales price of $385,000. $385,000. Can you believe that? That's in 2012. Now, I've been in this business for 35 years. And so I was making loans to people in 2012. And I distinctly recall conversations with people and trying to encourage them to buy, to say, you know, I'm going to wait. I'm not going to buy right now. I'm, you know what, it's not the right time. And of course, the famous saying is that, you know, I'm going to wait and see what happens with the market. I'm going to wait and see when the prices come back down. Or I'm going to wait and see when interest rates come back down, right? There's always some kind of excuse. Well, in 2012, January 2012, you could buy a house in Orange County for $385,000. Today, in Orange County, the median sales price is $668,000. So because if you were around in 2012 and you didn't buy, you could buy, but you didn't buy, you're paying almost double because you waited. You're paying almost double in price because you waited. And for those who did buy in 2012, man, oh man, this is the power. This is why I love real estate, because of the economic power. You basically plug into an economic engine. I mean, not only are you creating kind of a forced saving situation, because every month of that payment you make, a little bit goes to the principal every single month, right? A little bit goes to the principal. So you're saving money because you're building equity. In addition to that, the property is appreciating. And, you know, I don't care how much money you make, it's very difficult to save hundreds of thousands of dollars from your earnings. I mean, in fact, I don't know anybody who's able to do that. And I know some people that make some pretty good money, and I mean, $1 million a year, and they don't have $100,000 in the bank. So, because we are consumers, we spend, and the more we make, the more money we spend. And so I don't know where you can go and save that kind of money. Imagine someone who just got in FHA, $385,000 purchase, they put 3.5% down, and they've been striking that payment for the next 5 years, and today their property is worth $668,000. They just barely came up with the 3.5% on 300,000. That's just rounded up to 400,000. That's $14,000 plus closing costs. And if they were able to get an interest credit towards their closing costs, then, you know, they got in for about $14,000. And now 5 years later, they're sitting on $300,000 in equity. Amazing, isn't it? Well, California has the greatest appreciation of just about, well, of most states. You know, you still have Chicago, you have New York, you have some great states out there that seriously compete with California in terms of appreciation. But it is, they don't compete in terms of weather. And of course, we have Hollywood and what, three football teams? three football teams. Come on. I mean, what state has that? Two baseball teams, great weather, ocean, beaches, and mountains. I mean, geez, Louise, this is why the appreciation is what it is in California. And if you don't get your hands on a piece of this real estate, I'm going to be saying 5 years from now that the median sales price in California, in Orange County, California, is $668,000 in 2017. And here we are now in 2022, and the median price is $1.2 million. And I'm going to say, man, oh, man, by waiting 5 years, you're now going to spend double what you could have bought that house for 5 years ago. Folks, I guarantee, because I don't plan to stop doing this anytime soon. So 5 years from now, I'm going to mark it in my calendar. I'm going to pull out this history on the sales prices. And I guarantee you, I'll be saying just what I'm saying now, that 5 years ago, you could have bought in Orange County for less than $400,000, $380,000. And today in Orange County, the median sales price is $668,000. So what do you got to do? Make more money. People who are making money can buy a home. 69% of Latinos making $100,000 a year own a home. Folks, that's, you can go to car.org, check out the stats, it's right there. I was shocked when I saw it myself. African Americans, we do a lot of complaining about our situation. I mean, Black homeownership does matter. It does matter, right? But come on now. When you're saying that those who are making 100 grand a year, over 65% own a home, what does that say? And perhaps it's not an issue of someone stopping us or legislation getting in our way. It's not an issue of income, or not income, but underwriting criteria and guidelines. It's an issue of making money. We have to find a way to make more money. So how do you do that? Go to school, go back to school, get a degree. If you haven't got a degree, get a master's degree. Pick up another trade. Hey, what about selling real estate? I have an agent. Her name is Robin Davis. She's part-time, works a full-time job, folks. This lady is part-time. She's only been with me 3 months and has closed a deal every month for the last 3 months at an average commission of about $8,000. She makes more part-time selling real estate than she does in her full-time job. Come on now. I mean, when you think about it, a good friend of mine, his name is Paul LaJoy. Paul LaJoy, he's from Morocco. Can't know, is it Morocco? Is he from Morocco? He's from Africa. I forget what part of Africa, but he wrote a book entitled, It is Impossible to Be Poor in America. Yeah, check it out. Paul LaJoy, check out his book. I did a radio show. In fact, you can go to our Blog Talk radio station and listen to that interview. And he brings a unique perspective. I mean, coming from nothing, extreme poverty, and coming to this country, that guy did everything and anything to improve himself, to make money, to become a homeowner. Today, he is a very successful real estate broker out in Oakland, California. His name is Paul LaJoy. It's impossible to be poor in America. That's from Paul LaJoy. Well, unfortunately for California, it is very possible. California has the highest, we rank number one for the worst poverty rate in the nation, with 22% of families living in poverty after adjusting for housing costs. So it's the cost of housing that is driving us into poverty, folks, many people into poverty, and it will continue to do so. Let me tell you something. And this, as real estate professionals, we need to share this knowledge. I mean, this report will be under Real Estate Trends on our website. By the way, if you are a real estate professional and you're looking for additional resources you can sell, share with your clients, and to educate them, because I believe that's the first thing we should do, is to educate your clients and make sure they have a strong why. You know, you don't buy a house because, you know, all your friends are buying a house. You don't buy a house because you think it's the right thing you should do. You don't buy a house because your parents are telling you to buy a house. You buy a house because it is an absolute necessity. It is close to breathing and eating. It's the very fundamental, the very baseline of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You need shelter, and shelter that you own and control, not that someone else owns and control. You need shelter. So that's number one. And in addition to that, owning the home and getting into a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is the only way to stop chasing rent. I mean, come on now. How many times are you going to move? How many times are you going to curse the next notice you get that your rent is going up? How many times do you have to go through that, you know, run that play? It makes no sense. You have to find a way to buy. And so we have to give our clients as real estate professionals a very strong why. And so they need to read The State of Housing by the Joint Center for Housing issued by Harvard University that just came out. It's on my website. Read the 2017 and the 2016 and see what's going on. One of the sections in that Joint Center for Housing study is about the cost burden of housing. Right now, over 20 million Americans are spending 50% of their income in housing costs, just paying rent. They are predicting that this is going to continue to escalate and that more and more people every year are being forced into some type of subsidized housing or public housing, and there's not enough public housing to meet the current demand. The trajectory is pretty serious. If people don't buy a home, they ultimately will be homeless. It's like the economist said, in the long run, we're all dead, right? No one can live forever. In the long run, if you don't buy a home and lock in your housing expense, you will be homeless. Now, if you're not homeless, it's because you have a great family that's able to take you in. But that's not everybody. One of the fastest growing populations is not the homeless who are Vietnam veterans that are suffering from PTSD and some type of disorder. It's not. It's families. It's people with actual jobs going to work every day, and they go and take a shower at the gym or at the park or at a public restroom, and they are sleeping in their cars. I mean, this is real, folks. This is happening right now. And for those who are getting older, the senior population who have not done well and they're trying to live on Social Security, they are slowly being priced out of rent because they don't have money to save. And so a lot of new family formations are taking place, and the Harvard study talks about that. More and more families are staying together. In fact, brothers and sisters and their children, they're all coming together. They're pooling their resources, buying a big house, and all staying together. That's the way it was in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, and we're coming back there out of necessity. Now, there's information about this on our website, powersnow.com. Look under Real Estate Trends, and you'll see that under resources. A lot of great information, folks. California is off the chain. I want to encourage you to study the recent report issued by CAR called The Homeownership Divide that talks about this information about homeownership and the rate of homeownership and among the different ethnic groups. And they don't pose any solutions, by the way. They don't pose any solutions. And so that's what that's our job, is to pose solutions. And so every Tuesday night, we are providing solutions. If you are making payments on, if you're paying rent, that is, and you're making that rental payment on time every month, then you should be in a home. It's that simple. If you can qualify to rent the apartment or the house, you can qualify to buy a home. I'm absolutely certain of it. And there are programs that we talk about on Tuesday night that will enable you to do that. Programs that do or not require money for the down payment or even closing costs. You got to have a good FICO score, and it's not even a great FICO score. It's really a poor FICO score. 640 FICO score is what's required to get into that program, and you have to have the ability to pay, and that speaks to a debt ratio. There are other programs where if you have lower credit scores, like in the 620, you can still get the down payment money. You can still get it as a loan, as a sign and second. You never have to pay back, and in fact, it's forgivable after 3 years of making your payment on your first on time. There are programs where you can buy a house. Say you have the money for the down payment, but you just can't find anything affordable that you like. Buy a dump. Find a dump and buy it. There's a program called the 203K, which I'm going to be talking about when we come back from the break. We'll be back live on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. I'm going to talk about the 203K program that will enable you to buy a house, completely rehabilitate that property to where it's like it's brand new. Get everything you want. Your floors, your kitchen, your tile, everything you want. And get you into a house only 3.5% down. There are programs if you got really good credit, right? I'm talking 720, 730, 740 FICO scores, and you don't want to pay mortgage insurance, and you don't want to put a lot of money into a house. There's a 1% down payment program that will get you into that home. You got to show the ability to pay. Folks, I'm serious. There is a program for everyone. And if you're a real estate broker and you're looking to grow your business, right? Plug into Tuesday night. I tell you, you can't go wrong. I mean, where can you go and get this kind of information in the evening at 7 o'clock and where people can just get on their cell phone, the iPad, the laptop, and listen and learn? And if they're interested, they can reach back out to you and say, hey, I want to get started. Or they can reach out to me directly and say, John Doe referred me to your show. I want to get started. I'll make sure that that person gets pre-approved and gets sent right back to you. That's what we're going to do. All right? You have my word on it.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. I want you to take a minute off work and sit back, relax. Now, imagine you're part of our VIP agent program. One of our many steps in the marketing strategy to get you more exposure on all of your listings is a radio interview with you regarding all of them. That's right. Every listing you have, we'll cover. Because it's what we do. We ensure VIP agents receive the VIP treatment they deserve and work hard for. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the membership tab and let us make you a VIP agent today. Thepowerisnow.com. Endless possibilities. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? And it never seems to be quite enough, no matter how well you manage it. That's why The Power Is Now is here to help. Whether you're an agent, broker, entrepreneur, or small business owner, you need a business coach. Some of the best industry leaders are here to share their wisdom with you. So find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab and change the way you do business forever. Thepowerisnow.com. The next level is here. Take a minute. Take a minute and congratulate yourself on being the smartest, most up-to-date, and well-informed audience a radio show was ever blessed with. We mean it. I bet you even dress flawlessly, too. The Power Is Now Radio would like to take this chance to thank its listeners and fans across America who have helped us become what we are today. One of the greatest real estate-oriented talk shows on Blog Talk Radio with millions of listeners. Seriously, take a minute. The Power Is Now Radio. We love you. Some of the best real estate practitioners and banking industry leaders have already been featured in the Power Is Now magazine. But wait until you see what we have in store for you. We've got some of the most experienced professionals involved in real estate, marketing, business development, and social media to share their vast knowledge with you in weekly columns and interviews featured in the Power Is Now magazine. Find us at thepowerisnow.com/magazine and subscribe for free today. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
Well, folks, that's enough about California. Let me wrap this up. As I mentioned, tonight, no Facebook show, right? But check out some of our past shows. Last Tuesday night, I talked about the VA loan. I salute our veterans who put their lives on the line for this great country of ours. And the VA loan is the best loan on the planet. Please check out last week's show. I promise you will not be disappointed. The VA loan. All right, now go to facebook.com/The Power Is Now to view all of our videos. facebook.com/ The Power Is Now to view all of our videos. You can also go to thepowerisnow.com and look under TV, under media. All right, radio, TV, online radio. It's all online radio, TV, and the magazine. And on top of that, we are transcribing our shows. And so you can go and look under The Power Is Now books and find that you can purchase for $1.99 a transcription of the presentations that I'm making. So folks, we're trying to make this information accessible and available to everyone everywhere. All right. We want to make as many people homeowners as possible. That's our mission. That's our vision. That's our goal. And you know, we need help. We need help in doing so. I'm just one of me, guys. I'm the only loan officer for the company. And so as a result of that, I leverage social media, online radio, online TV, live events at churches. I'm partnering with churches. I just love partnering with churches. If you're a pastor and you would like me to come to your church, please, I would come there at my own expense anywhere in California and I'll present this information. And it's very detailed information. If you'd like to know exactly what I'm presenting, you can just check out one of the past videos on the Power Is Now TV. and Facebook, because we also broadcast, when we do a live event, we also broadcast it live on Facebook. So the last event we did in Oakland, California, we had close to 100 people in the audience, and we had over 500 people watching us live on Facebook. And so it's a great way to bring exposure to churches, that they're there in the neighborhood, that they're concerned about their housing and their overall well-being, and to get this information, because people just don't know that they can buy a home. Too many people are self-diagnosing, and they need to hear it from the expert as exactly what they have to do to buy a home. And if they're not ready today, what they need to do to get ready to buy a home. So please reach out to me. You can contact me by email at eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com, or just go to thepowersnow.com and you can schedule an appointment with me. My calendar is on my website. Thepowersnow.com is in the footer of the website, and you'll be able to see my calendar, schedule a mortgage consultation, or schedule a meeting with me to discuss a presentation or a seminar. So we're going to be, again, talking about next Tuesday, the FHA 203K program. It's a great program. And so for those of you who don't want to move further out to the boonies, because that's where affordability is, then you can, maybe you can find a fixer-upper in town, all right, and buy something that requires a lot of work and a lot of repair. But hopefully that work and repair is built into the price and is now affordable. So we'll be talking about that on next Tuesday at 7:30, by the way. Now, we're going to be starting at 7 o'clock starting in December. So we'll end the month at 7:30 on Tuesday nights. And then starting in December, we're going to be moving the time up to 7 o'clock. Now, I mentioned earlier that we need help, all right? For example, we did a seminar in Oakland at Church of All Faiths, had over 100 people there. We have applications coming in like crazy. My staff is complaining. I don't have real estate agents or loan consultants to handle the volume. Every time we do a show on Tuesday night, we average about 1,000 people that watch us, and we need help. And so we're looking to hire real estate agents who want to work with us. And folks, we have a great platform for that. Please tune in on November 27th, where we'll be talking about the career opportunity here at The Power Is Now. And I'm looking forward. I'm going to introduce you to the team, the core team, not the whole team. And we're going to talk about exactly what is it that we do to help real estate professionals grow their business. And if you're interested also in being a loan consultant, we are licensed with the Department of Real Estate. So you must have a real estate license, and in addition to a mortgage license, in order to work for the Power Is Now mortgage service. So please keep that in mind. If you are a loan consultant interested in talking with us, you have to have a real estate license and a mortgage license in order to work for us, because we're licensed under the Department of Real Estate and not under the Department of Corporations. And so please tune in November 27th to learn more about the Power Is Now business opportunity for mortgage consultants and real estate consultants. And then on November 30th, we're launching our marketing session. And folks, I'm excited about our marketing session. We're going to have an agent from, the location. Is it in the Caribbean? In the Caribbean. An agent in the Caribbean is going to be talking about listings that he has. We're going to have agents in Canada talking about listings they have. If you are a certified international property specialist, if you are into buying overseas, you're going to hear about those opportunities. We're going to have agents in other states in the United States, from Atlanta, from Georgia to New York to Oregon to Texas. We're going to have other agents from other states. And then, of course, we're going to have agents right here in California. So I'm excited about the marketing session. We are limited as to the number of people we can have on the marketing session. We have Glacey, who is calling agents right now and seeing if they're interested in participating in it. We're trying to get the next five shows booked up so that our agents will have an opportunity to prepare to be live on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio to pitch their listings. And what excites me the most about that is that it is a tremendous value add for real estate agents who are listing agents, because it's just one more tool that you add to your toolkit, one more thing that you tell your seller in which you are adding value One more thing. This is how I add value, Mr. Seller. I'm going to put you on a national radio show with over a million downloads, and it's syndicated to iTunes and TuneIn and all other online radio platforms and on Facebook. And God knows we may have 2,000 or 3,000 people watching us or more on Facebook. And I'm going to talk about your property, Mr. Seller. So if you are a listing agent and you're interested in participating on this program, we're going to be doing the marketing session every Thursday. Every Thursday. And I believe what time is going to start, Lauren? I think it's going to start at 10 o'clock is when the, oh no, 2 o'clock. Confirm that. She's going to confirm it for me right now. Give me the time, the start time for the marketing session, Lauren. So it's going to be for sure on the 30th. I got that right so far. It's going to be on the 30th. And reach out to us if you want to participate. It will be jam-packed. It will be exciting. It will be motivating. And man, what an opportunity for you as an agent to shine, pitching your property, show off your salesmanship, talk about how great this property is and how well-priced it is. I tell you, I think every show I'm going to give some type of prize to the best pitch. And they'll be getting special recognition throughout the week as we rebroadcast and promote that marketing session. So I certainly hope that you will all tune in, tell others about it. You know, the more people that tune in and support it, the better it is for everybody. Our goal is to have 100,000 people watching us live when we do this. I know it's possible if every agent tells 10 or 15 other agents, and just we all get in and support this thing. Just like we all support the MLS, and there's thousands of properties on the MLS, let's all get behind something like this where we can actually hear what's going on with the property. Hear an agent talk about the property. You know, being able to read about a property on the MLS only takes you so far. But hearing an agent get excited about the property, answer questions about the property, really sell the property, like what takes place in caravan sessions and around the country, but doing it online, I think it's exciting. So, Mark, it's going to be from 12:30 to 1:30. 12:30 to 1:30. You can go to thepowersnow.com/marketing sessions to get all the details of that. thepowersnow.com/marketing sessions to get the details for the marketing session. And if you want to participate, please sign up. All right. You don't have to sign up for the first one, sign up for the second or the third one. Just get signed up. And then if you're interested in partnering with us as a real estate agent, go to thepowersnow.com and look under careers, click on careers, and you'll see there's a countdown to our live seminar. Now, speaking of workshops, folks, I love doing workshops and I love partnering up with churches. And we have another one coming up in Vallejo, California, Homebuyers Workshop put on by Lanise Spann. Lanise Spann is one of our new team members. She's a city manager for Vallejo, California. Folks, she's looking for agents to join The Power Is Now. And December 2nd is when we're going to have a seminar at a church there. And you can find the details about that church under events. So if you go under thepowersnow.com, go to events, you will see all the details, the address, the time, the location. We're providing food. If you are a real estate agent and you're in the area, please come and observe. In fact, don't just observe, bring your buyer so they can get this information and watch us work, folks. We're going to pack out the church. We're going to have more people than we can actually talk to and handle. It's just going to be the same old, same old. All right. We need agents and we'd love for you to partner with us. And again, if you are a church, I have to tell you, if you want some testimonies, I can give you a list of pastors. We'll tell you that this is something you absolutely should do. There is a need for homeownership. I just gave you the numbers earlier, 35% in the state of California. We have the highest poverty rate of all states. Number one, because of housing, 22% of the population is in poverty in California. Homeownership is one way to kind of to turn the tide, to stabilize families. It is. And why not start in the church? Now, also, that's December 2nd, Vallejo, California. And then we're going to be heading back to Southern Cal in Santa Ana. We'll be doing a first-time home buyer at New Covenant Worship Center, I believe, Worship Church, New Covenant. Again, the details are on the website, so I'm going to direct you there to go to thepowersnow.com, look under events, and you'll see that we'll be actually conducting this seminar on a Sunday afternoon. So why don't you come to New Covenant? It's New Covenant Church of Orange County in Santa Ana. Please come. Why don't you come in the morning, worship with the pastor, Pastor Tony, and hang out with us. The Power Is Now is sponsoring a chicken dinner. That's right. And with all the fixings. And so you're not going to have to worry about leaving and going to eat. We're providing the food and the information. And I promise you, it's going to be worth your time and efforts. And then we're going to be closed for Christmas Eve, so we won't be doing anything there. But coming back in January, our first seminar is going to be with Black in the OC. Donald Drake, who is the president of Black in the OC, is an organization of Black professionals. They're hosting this event. I'm excited about it. It's our first one with Donald and his crew and his team. And we want to invite everyone to participate. The information, the details are also on the website. January 28th in the OC with Black in the OC. This is a social group put on, ran by Donald Drake, agent extraordinaire out of Berkshire Hathaway in Orange County. Well, folks, that's all the announcements. Please don't forget to share this video. We appreciate the support. Those of you who tune in every single week, I really appreciate you taking the moment to share it with all your friends. Also, we would like to invite as many of you as possible to become partners with us. We will make you administrators on our Facebook and help us to share this information to all your family and friends. And let's get this up to, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. We have hundreds of thousands, but I'm talking more. Getting this information and benefiting from this information. Oh, one last thing. We have a new volunteer program, which you'll be hearing about in the next few days. It's called Hope Ambassadors. Hope Ambassadors. A Hope Ambassador is a person who is a volunteer. They support the Power Is Now, our mission, our vision, our statement of purpose. And you can go read about that on our website under About Us, under thepowersnow.com. So they embrace our statement of purpose, our mission, and our vision. They are homeowners already, or they may not be homeowners. They may even be students, all right? But they appreciate the data, the information, the education that we are providing, and they want to help us get the word out to others. And so we want to recognize these individuals. We want to support them in their efforts and directing people to our online seminar, to our resources online. And so we have a volunteer position called Hope Ambassadors. And HOPE stands for Homeowner Opportunities for People Everywhere. Homeownership Opportunities for People Everywhere. Now that's the tentative name. We may be changing it to Housing Options for People Everywhere. It's going through consideration right now before we finalize the name. But either way, you're going to be a Hope Ambassadors. And we want to keep homeownership hopes and dreams alive for people. And it starts with education, providing them the information they need, and then giving them the support they need to make those dreams come true. Because that's what we do. We make the American dream a reality. That's what we do here at The Power Is Now. We don't just talk the talk, but we walk the walk. We will help you with everything that's in your way to remove it so that you can make homeownership a reality. We have a coaching program to help our buyers get on track financially. We will work with you to help improve your credit. We use the tools available to our credit reporting agency. We'll provide you, we have additional resources with HUD counseling agencies. It's a full, complete, comprehensive approach to homeownership. And I'm very proud of what we are able to do and the hundreds of homes, families we put in homes this year. So please consider partnering up with us. If you're interested in becoming a Hope Ambassador, put it in the chat room on Facebook. Drop me an email at eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com. If you're interested in becoming a real estate agent and working with us, please attend the career online event. It'll be live on Facebook. Our career opportunity event live on Facebook on the 27th of November. And if you're interested in getting started with our partnership program, in which you're just going to start referring people with us to us, and you want to benefit from all the marketing and things that we do, please call me. I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can work together. You know, you don't have to come work for us. You can stay right where you are and we can work together and help people become homeowners, because that's really the bottom line for us. There's no money in real estate sales. We already know that. And so we support agents, at least not for the broker, that is. There's plenty of money for real estate agents, but no money for brokers. And so we support real estate agents in an incredible way to grow their business. And supporting them, they reciprocated supporting us. And it makes for a great partnership. And I appreciate all the agents who are connected with us, who continue to support us and referring their clients to us. If you would like to be a part of that team of individuals and you have a client you would like us to speak to, go to neverleaseagain.com. neverleaseagain.com. Refer your clients to us. Put in your information, your client's information, select the program they may be interested in, send it to us, it'll go to our entire management team. We'll reach out to the client, we'll get them, we'll educate them, we'll help them, we'll get them back to you pre-approved and ready to go. That's what we do here at The Power Is Now. Well, I believe that covers it all. Again, I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. This is truly a time to be reflective and to be thankful for just how good God is in our life and how he continues to meet our needs. We all stand on the shoulders of great men and women who have come before us. We're not here by any power of our own, but it's only through the grace of God and his mercy and his love and his kindness that enables us to wake up every morning, not under our power, but his power, to keep our heart beating through the night, our mind working through the night, to keep us safe on the highways and the byways, to enable us to be together with our families and our loved ones, and to break bread together, to sing together, to pray together, to do all the wonderful things that families do together on Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you. May God continue to bless you. May his light shine upon you. May he open up the doors of heaven and rain down his choicest blessings in your life on this Thanksgiving. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Why? Because the power is now. Have a great Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.